WRJN, let's check news.
Local news and timeless hits. WRJN, Waseca, Kenosha.
This is CBS News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in Washington, where an image of what Democrats say is a crude note from President Trump to Jeffrey Epstein is now public. The letter is framed by the outline of a naked woman and comes from a birthday book compiled for the late child sex offender in 2003. Correspondent Scott McFarland begins our coverage.
The Republican-led U.S. House Oversight Committee obtained the card and a series of other records under subpoena from the Epstein estate Monday. Democrats on the panel first released an image of it and noted the birthday message closes with a reference to a wonderful secret. Trump has repeatedly denied making the sketch or the card.
I'm Vicky Barker in London. President Trump's not the only high-profile figure alleged to appear in Jeffrey Epstein's 50th birthday book. In his letter, the British politician Peter Mandelson, now Britain's ambassador to the U.S., referred to the billionaire, still 5 years away from his conviction for pedophile crimes, as his, quote, best pal. A spokesman will say only that Mandelson long ago expressed his regrets that he ever met Epstein.
The Supreme Court has given the green light for roving immigration raids in Los Angeles, and Mayor Karen Bass isn't happy about it.
This isn't just an attack on the people of Los Angeles. This is an attack on every person in this city and in every city in our country.
Critics say it amounts to racial profiling. The Department of Homeland Security says it's also sending ICE agents into Illinois to target undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Firefighters in California are rushing to try to save a grove of giant sequoia trees in the Sierra National Forest. They're now threatened by a wildfire that scorched almost 55,000 acres east of Fresno. Reading and math scores for high school seniors have taken a nosedive. Correspondent Michael Wallace has the details.
The National Assessment of Educational Progress says reading scores were the worst since 1992. One-third of seniors tested last year did not have basic reading skills. Math scores fell to a 20-year low, with more than half of 12th graders falling below the basic level. The scores are the latest indication of how students are struggling after the pandemic and remote learning. Kids are also reading less as they spend more time on screens and social media.
Forbes out with a new list of the richest people in the world. Elon Musk on top with a net worth of $428 billion. Number two, Oracle's Larry Ellison, followed by Meta's Mark Zuckerberg. Forbes' Chase Peterson-Whithorn says the tech execs have pushed out celebrities who once dominated the category.
Most famous of all is definitely Donald Trump. The president is worth $7.3 billion. He ranks number 201 on the list, so he's right around the middle here of the list.
Dow futures up 46. This is CBS News.
If you're 55 and up, T-Mobile has plans built just for you. Right now, you can save big with T-Mobile's phone and home internet bundle. Visit your local store to learn more.
Local news on WRJN is brought to you hourly by Conventional Concrete Systems, the best in the Midwest. 262-206-3168.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles with a quick news update. Racine has already approved joining a proposed regional passenger rail commission, and Milwaukee leaders will consider the idea next. The Public Works Committee in Milwaukee will take up the matter tomorrow. The commission would coordinate future rail service among Milwaukee, Racine, and Kenosha. Leaders in Kenosha haven't yet taken up the issue. Milwaukee County Executive David Crawley kicked off his run for governor this morning, making him the second Democrat in the race. Homeland Security launched Operation Midway Blitz in Illinois with hundreds of ICE agents based out of Naval Station Great Lakes. The effort is said to focus on undocumented immigrants with criminal records. DHS officials say Illinois' sanctuary policies lets dangerous offenders remain. Immigration advocates warn the raids may also impact people without criminal records. A federal appeals court put new air quality rules on hold in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Sheboygan after the DNR objected. Business groups have welcomed the pause, saying the rules would unfairly hurt state companies. Environmental advocates warn it could endanger public health. And Kenosha is planning a new holiday event, a first-ever drone light show. It'll be part of the Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting on November 28th. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
Brewer baseball tonight. Hi, I'm Mike Clemens with sports. Game two of the Brewers and Rangers tonight in Texas. Milwaukee losing last night 5-0, but one bright spot was the return of Christian Yelich to the lineup. Yelich had missed the past five games with a bad back. Pat Murphy after the game.
Yeah, he's on it. It was a great day for him. Came up kind of empty, got one hit, but he hit two other balls that, you know, they're homers in some parks.
NFL, the Packers host the Commanders on Thursday Night Football. I asked Micah Parsons how he was holding up after just a week to get ready for the Lions game.
Physically, obviously draining. That was like my first game of just constant snaps, repetition, things like that. So obviously I got to, you know, recover, do everything I need to do to get ready for Thursday. But emotionally, I couldn't be more happy, you know, to get my first win in Lambeau, having amazing fans. You know, I told J-Lo that's our first one, and I can't wait to keep stacking them.
That's Packers defensive end Micah Parsons with Sports on. I'm Mike Clemens.
The cold weather will be here before you know it. Don't wait until frost and ice put your concrete plans on hold. Let the experts at Conventional Concrete Systems make your concrete great again. Sidewalks, patios, driveways, with unmatched skill, precision, and a finish built to last. Trust CCS, the best in the Midwest, because your home deserves nothing less than solid craftsmanship. Find them on Facebook or call 262-206-3168 today before the weather turns bitter cold. In loving memory of Don Halber.
Today's writing forecast is brought to you by Hog Lawyer, the lawyer who rides at hoglawyer.com. This is some of the best riding weather of the season, but pay attention and be careful out there because unfortunately there have been a lot of unnecessary motorcycle accidents lately. And if you should ever be the unfortunate victim of any kind of accident, call a Hog Lawyer immediately at 888-999-6644. He's the lawyer who rides, and with over 45 years of road-tested experience, he's definitely the guy you want on your side to protect your rights. Call him today or visit him online at hoglawyer.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vormans. Some stellar September weather to continue today with mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Beautiful again on Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the mid 70s. Currently, it's 55 degrees.
Unfortunately, in my travels, I have to fly a lot, and I hate flying. I especially hate flying those little prop jobs. You know, the ones where you walk out on the tarmac and the guy's banging on the engine? And you're like, what's wrong? Oh, the propeller's stuck. I'm on this little plane. There's eight rows on this plane. I'm in row two. This behemoth of a man walks on the plane, and he stops at my row. Now, there's only eight rows. I figured, well, maybe he recognized me. So I said, can I help you? And he goes, yeah, I believe you're in my seat. And I said, oh, I'm sorry. Let me see your thing. Oh, you're in row eight, man. They number them numerically. I have never been on an airplane that numbered their rows 1, 17, 35, 6. See, people check their brains with their luggage. That's why if I could have another job, you know what I'd do? I'd work for the airlines, and my job would be to dress in street clothes, and I'd carry around the skinny part of a fishing rod. That real flexible part. And when somebody did something stupid, you just pop them on the neck, right there. So they got this big old red welt. So when they walk in the terminal, somebody goes, oh, you screwed up on an airplane, didn't you?
Joe Royal down to the Boondocks. 8:11 local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Sunshine today, high 72. Sun is out now, 57 degrees at Radio Park. Hey, a Friday night tradition is back on WRGN as we bring you high school football action. Dick Graceffa calling the play-by-play when Union Grove takes on Burlington this Friday night. I believe Union Grove is undefeated so far this season. The pregame, 6:30, kickoff, 7 o'clock. High school football presented in part by the Main Street Bakery and Lee's Deli. You can find the entire season schedule online at WRJN.com. Got a study here. They found 1 in 22 people is a psychopath. Oh, that's good news. The 10 jobs with the most psychopaths are CEOs, lawyers, oh no, TV or radio personalities, salespeople, surgeons, journalists, priests, police officer, chef, and politician. The 10 jobs with the lowest rate of psychopaths are social workers, nurses, therapists, artisans or craftsmen, stylists, charity workers, teachers, artists, physicians, and accountants. Wow. Psychopaths, TV or radio personalities. Well, I'm not one of them. I don't think I am. Anyway, I can't believe that. Well, that's not good news. If it's not me, it's got to be someone else here. Here's Stephen Stills.
If you're down and confused and you don't remember who you're talking to, concentration, slip away. Your baby is so far away.
Well, there's a road in the distant blood, and the eagle flies with the dove. And if you can't be with the one you love, honey, love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with. Love the one you're with.
Don't be angry, don't be sad, but don't sit crying over good times ahead. There's a girl right next to you, and she's just waiting for something to do.
And there's a rose in the distant love, and the eagle flies with the girl.
Stills, formerly of Crosby, Stills, Nash & Young. Love the one you're with. 8:15, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. There's a video that went viral on TikTok once. Someone charged their friend an additional 47 cents because the guy had some fries at dinner. Now, it's unclear if he picked the fries out of the other guy's, you know, plate. You know, sometimes you're talking to somebody, you reach into their plate, grab some fries. Charged him an extra 47 cents. It's unclear if the guy paid the extra 47 cents, but what would you do if somebody started eating out of your plate while you're talking to them? Would you say something to them or just let them pick at your plate while you're still eating? Hey, the morning show here at WRJN, sponsored every morning by Marine Credit Union. Chart your course with Marine Credit Union, proudly supporting the community one step at a time.
Marine Credit Union believes a strong community starts with strong partnerships. That's why they've joined forces with local nonprofits and community-focused initiatives to make a lasting difference together. Marine Credit Union passionately supports families in need, helps people build financial confidence, and strengthens the neighborhoods we all call home. Let Marine Credit Union chart your course forward, one step at a time. Learn more at marinecu.com or visit them on Green Bay Road, just south of Durand Avenue. Membership required, insured by NCUA.
On your entertainment beat, I'm Pete Schwabba. Video killed the radio star, but it's also responsible for an award show called the Video Music Awards. 2025's big event took place Sunday night. The night's big video star winners were Lady Gaga, who brought home four VMAs, including Artist of the Year, and Ariana Grande, who brought home three awards and won the prestigious Video of the Year Award for her song Brighter Days Ahead. Ozzy Osbourne, who passed away earlier this year at the age of 76, was honored with a performance by Aerosmith and two guys I've never heard of, but I'm sure they're very talented. Sabrina Carpenter also took home three awards, and Bruno Mars was a two-time winner. Mariah Carey performed a special medley, and Ricky Martin won the Video Vanguard Award. The good news is, if you missed the broadcast, that means you didn't have to watch it. Kidding aside, if you're interested, check out the highlights for the VMAs online. For more showbiz fun, tune in to Nightlight with me, Peach Wabba, weeknights from 6 to 8 p.m. on the Civic Media Radio Network.
Adventure starts with a sip at Esperanza Coffee Collective, located at the branch in Uptown Racine. Stop by to receive your Esperanza Coffee punch card and explore the local shop's menu of coffee, teas, and agua frescas, and get a free drink after your 10th punch. Drink local, support community, and fuel your day with bold brews and good vibes. Esperanza Coffee Collective, your first stop to flavor and adventure. Come pick up your punch card today at 1501 Washington Avenue in Uptown Racine. Flavor and fun is waiting for you.
Strike up the fun while soaking up the sun at the Lanes on 20. Nothing beats the sound of a perfect strike and the taste of victory.
Yes!
Celebrate your win at Angry Brothers Pub with sizzling wings, burgers, barbecue, or the legendary Friday fish fry. Relax on the patio or in the sand with a cold drink in your hand. Plus, fall bowling and volleyball leagues are filling up fast. If you want fun or fierce competition, there's a spot for you. All the fun you want, all in one spot. The Lanes on 20, just west of Green Bay Road.
Service and savings. It's Woodman's.
Hi, we're the Woodman's. I'm Clint.
I'm Phil, saving you big time money on chili fixin'.
28 ounce cans of Food Club tomatoes is $1.39 each. Or 15.5 ounce cans of Food Club beans is 79 cents.
Ay caramba, hot, hot prices on chili fixin'.
Tomatoes $1.39 and beans $0.79.
Better products, better prices, better service because we're loyal.
Savings. It's Woodman's.
For 98 years, you found WRJN right where we've always been, at 1400 AM. And now, you can also pull us in on FM at 99.9 in Racine and 98.1 in Kenosha, along with the Civic Media app, anywhere you travel. Yep, the timeless hits were made famous on the AM dial, but that clear FM stereo ain't bad either. Local news and timeless hits, now on WRJN AM and FM.
WRJN.
Anywhere, and Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smiled, the tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck, and then he said a goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Yesterday, this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally. And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Though I smile, but tears inside were a burning. I wished him luck and then he said goodbye. He was gone, but still his words kept returning. What else was there for me to do but cry? Would you believe that yesterday this girl was in my arms and swore to me she'd be mine eternally? And Marie's the name of his latest flame. Yeah, Marie's the name of his latest flame. Oh, Marie's the name.
Elvis. His latest flame. It's 8:21. Local news, timeless hits, right here at WRJN. Hey, I've got some great news for humanity. You ready? Researchers at NASA and the University of Colorado say that all those dangerous asteroids we know of, none of them will hit the Earth for at least the next 1,000 years. But then what? Should we start worrying about that now for the next 1,000 years, or should we put it off for a couple of years? I'm a worry wart, so maybe I should start worrying now, huh? 8:22, local news, timeless hits, WRJN Civic Media. Hometown radio, refreshed, looking for sunshine today with a high near 72, sunny 57 degrees at Radio Park.
Sunshine came softly through my window today. Could have tripped out easy, but I changed my way. Take time, I know it, but in a while, you're gonna be mine, I know it, we're doing it in style, cause I made my mind up, you're going to be mine, I'll tell you right now, any trick in a book, and a baby, all that I can find, everybody's hustling, just to have a little scene. When I say we'll be cool, I think that you know what I mean. We stood on a beach at sunset. Do you remember when? I know a beach where, baby, it never ends. When you've made your mind up forever to be mine, I'll pick up your hand and slowly blow your little mind, cause I've made my mind up, you're going to be mine. I'll tell you right now, in a trick in a book, and now baby,
around the music.
is the sound of someone promising they'll never go. You swear you've heard it before as it slowly rambles on.
An old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me. Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony.
To weave our dreams upon and listen to each evening when the lights are low. To underscore our love affair with tenderness and feeling that we've come to know. You swear you've heard it before, as it slowly rambles on and on. No need in bringing them back, cause they're never really gone.
Just an old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, old-fashioned love song, coming down in three-part harmony. Just an old-fashioned love song, one I'm sure they wrote for you and me.
Dream your dreams upon and listen to a song.
Guy from Smokey and the Bandit, Paul Williams. Remember him? Long blonde hair. Yeah, remember him? He wrote that song. He wrote a lot of them, but he wrote that song for Three Dog Night, old-fashioned love song. It's 828, local news, timeless hits, WRJN. Now, normally when we do moron news, it's about a criminal who did something really stupid. Well, this is moron news, but the guy didn't do anything illegal. A woman orders a cake from a Publix supermarket, that's Publix, and asks, the guy said, well, what do you want us to say on the cake? And she said, well, just say happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. That's exactly what the guy wrote on the cake. Just happy birthday is perfect. Thank you. See, not everyone who's in moron news makes a mistake like that. It's 829 WRJN. Let's check our morning news, see what's going on. Here's Stuart.
From the WRJN Radio Park Newsroom, I'm Stuart J. Waddles. Homeland Security has started what they call Operation Midway Blitz in Illinois, with operations based out of Naval Station Great Lakes. The effort is said to include hundreds of ICE agents to the Chicago area to focus on undocumented immigrants with criminal records. Officials with DHS say Illinois' sanctuary policies allow dangerous offenders to remain in the state. Immigration advocates warn that enforcement raids risk unfairly targeting people who pose no threat. Stricter air quality rules in Milwaukee, Kenosha, and Sheboygan counties are on hold after a federal appeals court sided with the Wisconsin DNR. The DNR challenged the EPA's decision last year to reclassify the counties as serious areas for ozone, which would have triggered tougher regulations. Business groups welcomed the ruling, saying Wisconsin companies shouldn't be punished for pollution blowing in from other states. Environmental advocates argue the change puts public health at risk. The leaves haven't even turned, but they're talking about Christmas in Kenosha. The city will kick off the holiday season with something new this year, a drone light show. The first-of-its-kind event is part of the city's annual Lighten Up celebration and tree lighting downtown on November 28th. Organizers say local businesses, nonprofits, and community groups are invited to take part. The night will also feature live entertainment and the city's holiday lights getting lit up. And that's news on WRJN. I'm Stuart J. Waddles. News at the top and bottom of the hour, or anytime at WRJN.com.
The weather is brought to you by Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine. Phone 262-989-1001 or visit them online at buildingwaters.com.
It's the time of year when warm summer days make way for cool autumn nights. But once those leaves start to fall, the temperatures really start falling too. So phone Building Waters Heating and Cooling in Racine today to take advantage of their incredible $59 furnace tune and clean special. And let the pros at Building Waters make sure that your furnace is in tip-top shape for the cold winter months ahead. They're your one-stop shop at 262-989-1001 or online at buildingwaters.com.
Hi, meteorologist Brandon Vorbins. Some stellar September weather to continue today with mostly sunny skies with highs in the low to mid 70s. For tonight, mostly cloudy, lows in the upper 50s. Beautiful again on Wednesday, plenty of sunshine, high temperatures in the mid 70s. Right now, it's 57.
My wife thinks the world can help us be better parents, and she's always sending me Instagram videos of Instagram moms who are trying to share their wisdom. My take is if they look too well put together, I just think they have different kinds of kids than ours. Like, if they have a blowout and a ring light, I'm just like, I don't think this is meant for us. And they often have very cryptic advice. My wife sent me one where it was a woman just very calmly saying, positive feedback is really important for a child. If you tell your child in the morning that you like their handwriting, they're less likely to punch a sibling at night. Now, I don't know if that's true or not, because I never remember it until it's too late. Like, they'll just be wailing on each other in the corner, and I run over, and I'm like, I like your handwriting! There is an Instagram mom I really like, a style of Instagram mom. It's the one who's, like, barely keeping it together, and they're shooting their video, like, Blair Witch Project style on their phone. And they're, like, hiding in the closet before their kids can find them. They're like, hi, I don't have a lot of time. We figured out a way to get Sharpie off wallpaper. What you have to do is, oh no, they found me!
Don Rosen in the morning. WRJN.
1, 2, 3, 4!
Well, she was just 17. Did you know what I mean? And the way she looked was way beyond compare.
Beatles, one of the greatest groups, if not the greatest rock and roll group of all time. I saw her standing there. Local news, timeless hits, WRJN Hometown Radio Refreshed, a civic media station. Hey, don't miss the Aging Well Expo. It's coming up Tuesday, September 30th at Fountain Hills Banquet Hall. That's on Durand Avenue from 2 to 6 p.m. Many vendors will be there to help seniors and their families navigate through the many services available to help seniors stay active and healthy. Learn more at WRJN.com. All right, I want you to take this idea to your boss this morning. Napping can boost your creativity, particularly if you're able to think of something as you're falling asleep. Tell to your boss. Let me know how that works out for you, okay? boss, I'm going to take a nap. Don Rosen said it helps my creativity. I'll see you in about an hour. Here's Dusty Springfield.
Wishing and hoping and thinking and praying, planning and dreaming each night of his charms that won't get you into his arms. So if you're looking to find love, you can share. All you gotta do is hold him and kiss him and love him and show him that you care.
You care, really care for me.
Jody Summers, Johnny Get Angry, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Looking for sunshine today with a high near 72 degrees. Right now, sunny. It's 57 here at Radio Park at 8:42. I got some goofy news for you now. A grandma's in trouble after grabbing Goofy's tush at Disney World and squeezing three times. The 32-year-old man who was playing Goofy told police, I'm not going to press charges. Hey, grandma, whoa, how about that? Here's Friends of Distinction at WRJN. Friends of Distinction, local news, timeless hits here at WRJ, and it's 8:45. Got a poll here of 2,000 Americans. They found the top things that make you seem classy and sophisticated. They include having an opinion on the stock market, knowing about wine, going to museums, and knowing all about rock and roll music from the 1960s. I added that last one in there. But, yeah, I think that would make me seem kind of classy, wouldn't it? 8:45 at WRJN. Today's big deal of the day, Mayhoffers on Main. Mayhoffers on Main downtown Racine, newest hotspot for good vibes and great times. Round up your crew, lace up those boots, and raise a glass of ice-cold beer, smooth house-poured moonshine, or top-shelf whiskey. And then, hunger hits. Dig into Mayhoffers' starting lineup of appetizers or their fan-favorite Main Street Pizza. Go to WRJN.com right now. Click on the Big Deals banner and purchase $20 worth of gift certificates for just $10. I did the math earlier. That's half price. Only today at WRJN Big Deals.
Retirement? How would you like to live in a place dedicated to your comfort while allowing you the freedom to live an active and worry-free lifestyle? Fountain Hills offers condo-style apartments, and their residents enjoy going out for lunches and dinners, grocery shopping, playing cards and bingo with other residents, all while using extra precautions to keep their senior residents safe. To explore becoming a Fountain Hills resident, see FountainHillsApartments.com or call 262-886-9200.
Summer is here. Get some extra cash today with an installment loan up to $2,500 from your friends at AmeriCash Loans. AmeriCash Loans is a licensed lender with locations throughout Wisconsin. Just come by the Kenosha store at 6430 Green Bay Road, right in front of Lowe's. You can also call the store manager right now at 262-605-9777. That's 262-605-9777. Or visit AmeriCashLoans.com to apply online. That's AmeriCashLoans.com. Restrictions may apply.
The pizza makers over at Papa John's are cooking up something pretty crust-worthy. The new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust. They start by hand-stretching Papa John's original dough, made with six simple ingredients, brushing it with garlic parm sauce, and adding five bold, melty cheeses. It's cheesy garlic bread meets pizza. This one's for the crust lovers, the cheese chasers, and those garlic fanatics. It's loud. It's rich. It's straight-up delicious. Order the new Garlic 5 Cheese Crust today. Better ingredients, better pizza. Papa John's.
There was a time when barbecue was perfect. A strong, reliable flavor that could be counted on. But then big manufacturers decided that barbecue needed to be zesty or spicy or sweeter or whatever. If you miss the good old days of great tasting barbecue, we'd like to introduce you to Grandpa's Barbecue. Made in small batches from Grandpa's original recipe. Buy yours online today at grandpasbarbecueshop.com.
Looking to give back to your community? Visit volunteerwisconsin.org to find volunteer opportunities near you. Join us in celebrating United Way's month by getting involved. Visit volunteerwisconsin.org or contact your local United Way today. Paid for by United Way of Wisconsin.
Those are the Beach Boys. Local news, John Lisitz, WRJN. It's 8:50. You never know where your angel is. A nurse in Texas got an award for saving a guy who crashed his motorcycle. She was driving when it happened, got to him immediately, kept him calm for 20 minutes, and made sure he didn't move his head. It turned out he had a neck injury. His doctors say if that angel had not been there, he probably would have been paralyzed. She was his angel of the morning. See how I worked that in there? Here's Merrilee Rush. It's 10 minutes in front of 9 o'clock. Local news, timeless hits here at WRJN.
There'll be no strings to bind your hands, not if my love can't bind your heart. And there's no need to take a stand, for it was I who chose to start.
it won't matter anyhow. If morning's echo says we've sinned, well, it was what I wanted now.
And timeless favorites, WRJN.
Sooner or later, local news, timeless hits at WRJN. Well, if you're stressed out at work, maybe you need a vacation. And ideally, not a place just as stressful as work. There's a report out on the world's most stressful tourist traps. You ready? Times Square in New York City came out number one. The Hollywood Walk of Fame came out number 10. On the flip side, there's a lake in Switzerland, which is the most relaxing tourist spot in the world. The problem is, it costs you like a lot of money to get there. It's in the middle of nowhere, but it's very relaxing. I can't pronounce the name of it. Let me try here. It's called Lake... I can't pronounce it. It's not Lake Como. It's another lake with a name I can't pronounce. Hey, I'm Don Rosen. I'll catch you tomorrow morning once again bright and early, 6 a.m. with more local news and timeless hits at WRJN. Coming up next, you know who's coming up? Do I have to tell you who's coming up? No. Dan Marcus is coming up with the Wax Museum and then Kurt Bowman at 2 o'clock today. But first, here's Dee Dee Sharp.
Let's party again!
News on the Hour, sponsored by T-Mobile Business Advantage.
I'm Deborah Rodriguez. We begin in northern Gaza. Cars and trucks stuffed with people and supplies have hit the road en masse after Israel's call for a full evacuation as it gets set to carry out plans for an expanded offensive to take over Gaza City. Linda Gradstein reports from Jerusalem.
In a statement in Arabic on X, the Israeli army spokesman said the army is determined to defeat Hamas and will operate in the Gaza City area with great force. He said that remaining in the area is extremely dangerous and even gave a phone number to report what he called Hamas roadblocks or attempts to prevent evacuation.
Israel's demolished 50 high-rise buildings in Gaza in the past 2 days, accusing Hamas of using them for military infrastructure. The White House is vehemently denying President Trump was the one who wrote a lascivious birthday note to Jeffrey Epstein in 2003 that's just been released by a House committee, which has also made public other records under subpoena from the Epstein estate. CBS's Brad